congressional investigators have released transcripts showing confusion among Midwestern electricity operators in the hour leading up to last month's blackout. The transcripts were made public on the eve of a second day of hearings into the power outage. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The transcripts show that even before the blackout, operators of Ohio's First Energy Corporation were in the dark about just what was happening on the company's power lines. At one point, a technician in First Energy's transmission control center said, quote, "We have no clue. Our computer is giving us fits." He went on to tell regional grid overseers, "We don't even know the status of some of the stuff around us." The transcripts were released last night by the House Energy and Commerce Committee, which is investigating the blackout. Committee spokesman Ken Johnson says they show Akron-based First Energy wasn't the only utility puzzled by what was happening.
It probably is the most glaring example of people scratching their head as this event unfolded before their eyes. But other utilities were having these unexplained problems that no one really could put their finger on until it was too late and the system began to shut down.
A First Energy spokeswoman acknowledged some problems with the company's computers, but she said there was no early warning of anything more serious than a localized power outage. First Energy has stressed that no single event is responsible for the nation's biggest blackout. Johnson agrees the power grid is supposed to be able to handle local disturbances without collapsing.
Clearly, for whatever reason, the system failed. We believe it's important to determine what options, if any, were available short of throwing 50 million Americans into the dark.
Yesterday, the governors of Ohio and Michigan stressed the need for more federal oversight to ensure the reliability of the power grid. Chairman Peter Lark of Michigan's Public Service Commission said there's no accountability in the current system, which relies on utilities voluntarily talking with one another.
What we have here is a failure to communicate. You've got to ask yourself, did a single utility make imprudent decisions that jeopardize the integrity of many utility systems? The buck must stop somewhere.
Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham says it's too soon to know what caused the blackout, but that possible communication problems are being explored. Abraham has endorsed the idea of a smarter grid using enhanced technology that would communicate automatically, helping operators keep up with electrons that move at the speed of light.
We're talking about 10,000 events or so in 9 seconds. No human being has the ability to be that responsive.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle endorsed mandatory transmission standards to make the grid more reliable. But Democrats on the committee balked the idea of lumping that in with more controversial provisions of the broad energy bill. Massachusetts Congressman Ed Markey complains it's wrong to use the blackout to justify drilling for oil in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge.
Stop searching in Alaska for solutions to the blackout. The problem is not in Alaska. It is in Ohio.
Utility executives from Ohio and other affected states are among the witnesses today as the committee continues its blackout investigation. Scott Horsley, NPR News.